And we said that a get mekusher, a get that is tied up, so you sign in the back of the get. Either you sign against the lines or you sign against the writing. And we're not worried about that he'll add more lines on the other side because you finish off the word shot of a kayim. We're not worried that he's going to write a second.
Yeah.
His whole thing is on Tosfos. Yeah, because Tosfos has a lot of different shotim than Rashbam, yeah. And shot of a kayim is, what do you call it? But I'm worried you can write twice, and I'm worried you're going to erase it because you erase it. If the erase is in the middle, no problem. By shot of a kayim, just add the words you erase. But if the erase is in the bottom and it's a few, it's the space is long enough to shot of a kayim, we just count the entire shtar. Okay, well, there'll be two lines at the top, three on top. Urabim, Yabar Abba Damara Khayri Haksab, Ukneged Hasab, that you sign against the writing. Leikul Dimuksi Megavoi Madaboyi. Right now, we think it's in the back of the sheet, but we think right now it's horizontal. So you have a line of writing, you have a witness sign. Every line of writing has a witness sign. So why aren't we worried that he'll just kiss, and you don't write Sharbakai in the front? So why aren't we worried that you're going to add more lines? Why not? Well, you can add more lines and add more witnesses on the back. You write in the back. He'll write on it whatever he would like to write on it. Just add more witnesses. He'll forge witnesses' signatures. And he'll say, well, ask him, why do you have 13 witnesses in the back? He'll say, I know the rabbi's basin was over there. I'm going to have a lot of witnesses. Amalei mi sovret edim kesidin chasimi edim mematel emaile chasimi. You think that the edim sign horizontally, they sign vertically. So the edim signature begins on where the last line is. So how can you add more lines? Rashbam. Rabbi Yemir Barabba Damra Chedek Sab, third narrow line. They sign umemalin mokum chasisa edim atzavishtar. You think that they want to continue filling their signatures to the entire length of the shtar? Well, it's not a shtar of kaim. You don't need the word shtar of a kaim. According to Rav Huna, we said we have shtar of a kaim. According to him, you don't need shtar of a kaim. Neichus dil mazayif, maybe forged. Because of my deboy megavoy, he writes whatever he wants on the inside. Besayif shtar, the end of shtar. Va'ava bisha ein oit edim kenegde b'chutz. Even though there aren't any further witnesses on the outside, the reason why I didn't leave this thing on the outside behind this line, I added more witnesses. The line is dominantly. Oh, this is that. Rabbi Chanan, the way I taught the Rashbam Shad, Rabbi Chanan Shad is he doesn't forge witnesses, he adds more lines, and his argument is, I have to have a witness mamish for every line. I found six witnesses, I couldn't find any more. But Rashbam is not the way. He actually forges more signatures. He forges signatures of Edim for every line afterwards. I have more witnesses. He will have many more witnesses, every adding more lines, adding more false witnesses.
Text is on the face of the...
That's how it is,
yeah. So exactly, turns out over exactly...
Well, it's like an accordion. You fold it, and every fold... The way he learns is that every line has to have, behind the words, has to have an edim. So he'll add more four edim. How come you have so many witnesses? Because I have more witnesses. Even though I'm in Hadin, all you need is three. Basically, I made a lot more lines. I wanted more witnesses. Everyone should know. Get kerach. Hakam mashlim in olav. That you have a get kerach and you can have, it can add as many edim you want. Eidim get kerach kosher ksharim rubim me edim. Avlim edim rubim ksharim shapadam. You can have as many words as you want. So the Gemara, the next Rashbam.
Even if you fold the thing in like an accordion.
No.
You never get the back because the back gets covered up.
So what? We don't. No, no. When you follow an accordion, right? When you follow an accordion, you sew the inside. You don't sew the outside. The outside is always open.
So you write here a text.
Yeah.
You got an aid?
No.
You don't have an aid here?
No.
So you fold it up. So you do the aid on the back here?
Yeah. So you'll always see the aidim. That's okay. The question we had yesterday with Rebbe. How could Rebbe didn't see the aidim? If it was Megavoy. Second one, right? Let's say Rashbam further. They write in order horizontally. If the star was written in Shesi, it's horizontal. So the Edom also sign horizontal. If it was vertical. They also sign vertically. You think the Edom are parallel to the word. And each one, each eight, is beneath the other one. You're right, you can add more lines. Like you said, but however, you should know, they go vertically. They begin signing from the very last line. That's what they name, and vertically. Reuven ben Yaakov, it's not vertically. So they write it vertically upwards.
So in other words, that's all on the one page then?
What do you mean? What do you mean one page? Either they start from the bottom and they work all the way up to the top, or they start from the top and work all the way to the bottom, but their names start from where the last line is.
Correct.
So, how can you add? Of course it's folded.
So
what?
So when they fold,
you still see the full name.
Once you open it up,
you don't open it up, okay? You have to keep on folding up. You see Reuven, then you'll see Ben, and then you see Ving, and you see Aid. So that's actually what says in that Talmud Shalmi, get poshut aid of the rochva yimukushet aid of the orkai. The kivish matchin lachtim can I get shita chren? And the point is, since they begin signing the name from the last line, ain't yochel oisiv oid. How can he add more? V'lezayiv oid and forge more mitzad achad on the side. Jenis shalom iskayim, but can I get chsim is l'mayla? The star will only be counted the part of the star that's covered by the chsim of the edim. So if he adds more lines underneath, we're not worried. But I still have a worry, because we learned in Gittin that if you don't, let's say Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, if you don't write, let's say Reuven ben, you don't write Reuven, you write ben Yaakov Eid, it's also kosher star. So what, you know, you're not going to add lines, but there's another problem. He might cut out a line. What happened if the last line has some kind of a tanai in it that he doesn't like? He'll cut it out. Okay, he cuts out the first name of the Eid. So what you instead of Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, you'll have the Reuven was cut out together with the line. You'll have ben Yaakov Eid, but we learned that's kosher. So he can still forge the star. Maybe there's something bad against the lender, whatever it is. In the last line, the guy is leila shitach roine. He will cut out the last line. The guy is leila Reuven baheday, and he will cut out the name Reuven. Umiskasher be ben Yaakov eid, and it'll still be kosher because that's ben Yaakov eid. And meanwhile, he cheated. How do we know that's kosher? That's now we learned in a mission and getting ben ish plainly eight kosher. It's kosher. Now, let's say Sham Tanai, the way he's written a Tanai or some kind of a Peroin that is hurts the owner of the Shtar, of the lender. The guy is like, he'll cut it out. But I forgot the guy, the Reuven Bahada, even though he will also cut out the name Reuven, Hachosim connect them because that's him, Mishtai, Ben Yaakov, hey, with Tanai, the Kosher, it's Kosher.
Ben Ishponi. How do you then work out which age you should meet? If you need to call the age in subsequent months,
so you find it. So you and I know who Reuven Yaakov is, and then you'll just do a bit more query. When you finally find who the Ben Yaakov, you might have four sons. You'll ask each one, did you sign? And then we'll look at the signatures. Ben is Pliny, a kosher ma'achas shemakinish is exav yodishalois ben Pliny. If we recognize that this is a signature, it's kosher. Says the Gemara Vayta. No, you know why? Where are we? Very good. The Kasiv Reuven Ben Bechadora. They squeeze in Reuven Ben in the same line. So if you're going to cut out the line, what are you going to cut out? Reuven Ben. And now all you're going to have left is Yaakov Eid. That's a problem. The Reuven Yaakov.
The original idea is because it's a
Koyo.
He's giving a gift.
Yeah.
Why was anybody doing
the Jewish deal? No, we said, in that city. Where there's a lot of koinim. We said, Asa de Kahani. It's not everywhere.
In the city, we'd have a lot of koinim.
Yeah.
That would do this and that would do this also.
All status. Everything, yeah. Lip plug. The Tezra explains what the lip plug is. What are we worried about? Okay. The Yaakov Eid, a light. Think about the Lechos. Okay, so we're back here. The Chsiv Reuven Ben Bechadora. It says the word Reuven Ben in one line. And the Yaakov Eid, a lawyer. And then above that is Yaakov Eid. And therefore, we're not worried. Think about what do you mean? The Lechos Dilma Gai, the Reuven Ben. Maybe we'll cut out the whole word Reuven Ben. What are we going to read? Yaakov Eid. And that's also kosher. If it says it's just Yaakov Eid, it's also kosher and Hadin. We're looking at the Miskashim and Yaakov Eid. Now we learned Ish Pliny Eid, kosher. If you write Ish Pliny Eid, it's kosher. And if you want to look kosher aid, you make sure you don't write the word aid. If you have the word Yaakov, that's not kosher signature. So he'll hurt himself. He doesn't like the tonight, but if he cuts out the bottom and the aid is the whole star is puzzled, then he has no star, nothing left at all. Rashbam, if he cuts out Reuven, he cuts out the word Ben. Then you should build Yaakov. Yaakov signed his name. So we say, it doesn't say the word eight. That's one answer. The other answer is, the cause of eight. It says eight. But was the Yad in the Hochasim is Yod, the love, the Yaakov. If it says Yaakov aid, but it wasn't Yaakov who wrote it, it was Reuven who wrote it, we'll recognize it's not Yaakov's signature, and then the get will be puzzled. So he's not going to do that. So he's not going to jeopardize. He's scared to do this. So the idea is he's scared. He thinks he's too smart for his own good, but he might ruin the whole stock. If the Leiv is going to come along and start raising doubts, or the Bezin will be suspicious, if cut out, they're going to go ahead and start doing some research, and they'll see there's no such Yaakov, no such person with such signature Yaakov. Rashbam lav Yaakov, ein b'zeh hamlocha shum adam.
In this region,
yeah, Yaakov who has a signature. Why? Maybe Reuven will save a dimel v'shmei davu chosam. Why can't it be kosher? Maybe say, use my father's name. That's my name. So Reuven will come forward and say, I wrote it, and I use my father's name. Oh, let's accept. Why should we even be suspicious? Maybe people will sign with the al kovid of the father. That we don't believe, that people will go kovid. It's one thing kovid your father to mention your father's name together with yours, but to mention only his name and not yours, we don't accept. Maybe he's just doing a simon because we had in the Gemara that the Rav used to use as a signature. People use a double X. He used to use a signature, the sign of a fish, because he used to like fish a lot. Or they used to use a date, or they used to use a mast of a ship. The Rav Tzaya Kibra, Rav used to make a draw a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Tzaya Kibra used to draw a picture of a date. Rav Chizda used to use the letter Samach from his name Chizda. Rav Hoshi used the word Ayin from the word Hoshi. Rav Baravuna Mechusa, he used to use a mast of a ship. They used to use a signature. So maybe his emblem is Yaakov. That's his signature. People can have signature different than their names. So
the family name, people do use their ancestors as a family name.
Yeah. A person wouldn't have the chutzpah. On one hand, we're trying to say that person trying to give cover to his father wouldn't have a chutzpah to belittle his father's name, but he uses it as a signature, like a throwaway signature. A throwaway document. He wouldn't use that. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to use his father's name as his signature, as a sign. Rav Tzai Kibra used to make a fish. Tudas Hadog Hoya Isa, he used to make a picture of a fish. Fishdores Bemokum Chasi Mosi instead of a signature. Ukva Yidulam, everyone knew she's there with Chasi Mosi. Everyone knew they saw a picture of a fish. They knew this is not a signature. Umayel Ki Chasi Mishmoy is as good as if he signed his own name. Mamefadish Tam. And those who give a reason that might say Kibra. Why did he have to use a fish or Kibra, Chorusa, or a date? Eina Elotoya making a mistake. Vishema, perhaps, Al Shema Asayim. Maybe because of their activities. Zeh nog lechol dogim. Rav liked to eat fish, so he made a picture of a fish. Zeh nog bitmo. He liked to eat for dates. The simon ba alma he oisim stam a simon. Uh huh. Very nice. And the old broken arrows, because everyone then married out. The biggest curse that ever happened was Jerusalem with the munkat, the charki, whatever did to him. He lost his whole family. He was from. But then all of his great grandchildren, all the Rothschilds, main Anshel Rothschild got a bracha to become rich. Every one of his great grandchildren was a guy. Look at Google, there's not one Rothschild today who's a Yid. Unless they're a Magaya. So it was the biggest curse. You took me to. And you would ask him, main Anshel, he would have known that in 100 years everyone of would be a guy. Would he have wanted the baruch? He would have said no. So I never tell the story because I think it's the biggest curse that ever happened. For money, you want to lose all your children. Anyway, let's get to the mic. Yeah. He gave him a baruch because he did a very nice thing. He did a noble thing that he didn't want to embarrass him. It's a whole story. Meir Anshel. Meir Anshel. Meir Anshel was the first Rothschild. Meir Anshel was the first Rothschild that became rich, and he was from the Chorke of Baruch. He was a shamish by him. It's a whole story.
So he must have been a descendant from Frankfurt.
Meir Anshel was an Aramid. He was the first one. I was, look in your history, you'll see. That's how it is. Look it up. Charusa, charoye, shal deko, va'anofim hayitzar b'mokam chesim b'shmoy. The charoye, shal deko, he had the branches of a palm tree, va'anofim hayitzar b'mokam b'shmoy. And the branches were very narrow where he signed his name. That's what he did. So he made the branches of a palm tree. Chosim samach b'shmoy, chosim ayim b'shmoy. Machusa, choyron, shal svila, that's the mast, mishter b'laz, mast. Why Samach from it's like Krasnjansky, I'll take the J. Actually, it's not a bad idea. Just start doing that. It's a lot shorter. Said Rabbi, Mazut Roma, Mazut comes along and says, "Lama lo kula hai? Why do you need all these answers? Kol mikushet, I'll tell you." He says, "Look. You know why we do?" I said, all the signatures of the witnesses have to start and end. Start in one line, the bottom line, and end at the very top line. We'll start the top line, end the bottom line. So if you're going to cut out, like Tejas explains, if you're going to cut out the bottom, let's say Reuven, you're going to cut out all three witnesses at the bottom, they'll be very suspicious. It's one thing, the one witness signed Ben Yaakov aid. But if all witnesses sign Ben, whatever their father is, aid, we're suspicious, because that's not the normal way of signing. So he said, "I call mekusha she'ain aid of kol mishal achas pasul." That any mekusha, if the aidim don't end in the same line and begin in the same line, it is possible. I'll just do the beginning part of the Rashbam for this whole people. Rashbam mazut amalach kol hani shenui dechikir the rabbiim barabba hachis v'delei. He holds that kol shtar mekusha, any shtar mekusha, the aidim chasumim bechutz. And the Edom sign the outside. Remember, we said vertically. They start from one end and go to the other end. I don't care which way they go. Of all the Edom don't finish at the same line. Puzzle is puzzle. One after another, they have to all start the signature from the same place. Let's say from the bottom. They start all in the bottom. They all have to end at the top in the same place. Whether they start from the bottom, going up. They start from the top and work their way down. You cannot add. Why? Because you're going below their signature. Because their signature is not corresponding to that writing. What's the other chash? He might cut. You might not like the tonoim on the end of the star that are against you. The guy is chad and ein guy. Cool, you cut all three aidim, and that looks suspicious. That every aid suddenly signed the son of a man, and without saying, you know, so whoever, without saying them, that's what we're worried about.
That's
hard, the sorry, we're going vertically. No, you're not signing about the box. Everything changed. We changed everything.
Start and end in a certain place.
You start whatever the last writing is, and you end whatever the last writing is.
So I'm saying it's just harder than today. You have to try to sign inside the box.
But that's when you do horizontal. Yeah. So the problem is all three of them missing the first names, the Bez will come suspicious, start investigating, and then he'll be caught out. So he won't take that chance. So you make the letters bigger, yeah. Back to Gemara, we learn some more demon regarding Shtaris. That we said before, you're allowed to erase as long as it's not the end of the star and it's not enough space. We could have written the word Shadav Kayim, then we're suspicious. But if you erase anywhere else, we already said Rashbam before, which comes from the mother here, you have to write at the end Shadav Kayim. But this is certified and it's correct. It's correct and it's certified. And you add also the words that you put into that erase part, you have to add in there as well. So we know that it's all kosher. That was done before the Eidim sign, not you erase it after the Eidim sign. And this is how we establish it. Number one. Number two is, the very last line of a star, we never trust. We never trust the last line of a star. Because we say, as Rashbam explained, we don't believe Eidim can mamish sign in close proximity to the star. So there always is a space. So we're always scared that people are going to add things in there. So we have a rule. We never trust the last line of a star. So what do you do in the last line of a star? Repeat the first part of the star. And therefore, there's no problems whatsoever. Rashbam... So there's one more line. My timer, why? We don't learn anything in the last line, so might as well just revise or sum up what we did before.
The last line, then the witnesses sign under the last line.
That's right.
What's the problem with that?
No problem at all. If you're gonna, generally we're speaking, we believe which is a non-mamish close to a thing. So they there's a space between them. If you're gonna repeat, so whatever's in the last line we don't trust, but if you're gonna repeat the last line which is in the beginning, and then there's something else new beyond that, we know that it's not part of the shtar because you already just summed up the shtar. This is it. It's impossible. It's impossible to have Mussar next week because the witnesses are scared. They can't write a straight line. They're going to go right into the shtar and cut out words. We don't want that. So they'll always leave a space. This is how Rashbam, other Shem, disagree. They'll always leave a space between the word and the line. So therefore, the halacha is whatever's written is not worthless. No, the regular shtar, the bottom of the shtar.
Not
even Shtar Mekusha. We're back to normal Shtar now. Rashbam. Kol HaMalchut Kol Shtar Yilu Kiyumein V'lo Yasid V'dein. We're not greatest. And these U'pidus Kol HaMalchut Shein HaMalchut Shtar V'kayim. Any erase that we said before in the middle of the Shtar that you're allowed to erase and add words. Domnul Lelik Shein Koshet Shtar V'kayim of the Shtar. You have to repeat them and then the Shtar Lifnei Shtar V'kayim. Before you add the word Shtar V'kayim, you add these words that I added in later. Otherwise, we're scared that it happened after the agent signed. The guy, the lender came along, erased a few words, and changed. You know, said $300, became $3,000, whatever it is. We're scared. Well, achashachas v'edim after, which is a sign. So you have to incorporate that in the word shadav v'kayim, and then the agent signed. The tzadik sheyach the zeh v'shadav v'kayim the sefer shtar. When we write at the end of the shtar, v'kaninim in pleni by pleni lepleni k'chom ad kosher v'farz like a ksuvi. We see ksuvi right, and we made a kinyan chalip, whatever it is, from this and this person, and so on and so forth. Committed himself to Hainu Shem Efadish. And then in that line, you repeat, what did you commit yourself to? Whatever it says in the beginning of the Shtar, that I'm going to pay him $1,000. So we repeat that again at the end. The Koyful Inyan Akosal Mai, we repeated V'hai V'tzorich Sheyach Z'rochif. This is how we learn. V'tzorich Shloyehe Kosal B'sev V'shtar B'shachran Shum Dov V'chidish. Don't write anything new there. V'shum Tanai. No conditions. Shashtar Toli Boy, that the Shtar depends on. She'enu Kosal Mai, if it wasn't written previously. V'shaloy Nilmud M'shit Acharenim. We don't learn anything new from the last line. Can the Farshah come on? V'nimtza She'iskayim Ashtar Elyim Bloyet Tanai. Again, what's going to happen is we're going to ignore the condition. The Yigbe Boy Shloyekedin. And maybe it's not right. So therefore, don't put anything new in the last line. We'll see in a minute why not. Bava B. In this game tonight, but one shayin lana toys behind limited men. You sign start, you finish start, keep going. Me in yonish a start. Repeat whatever was said before. Who cares if you don't learn anything in the last line? It's already said before anyway. Shahadi kvar befudish lemaile mashik kotsa b'shirachreina. Repetition. And why not? Says the Rashbam, top of the page. We don't learn from the last line, and why not? It's impossible for the Aiden to write too close. They skip to write mamish very close because they don't have to, they're not a sefer, they're not experts. They don't really write in a straight line, and they might go right and right into the shtar. Umanichin revach bin hashtar lachasmosan. You'll see in the ksuva when Aiden sign is a big space between the bottom there because they can't. So therefore, it's not possible. So therefore, what they normally do is they leave a little space. If the shtar is over, they leave a line, then they sign. The yachol adam lezai. So it's possible that the lender come along and cram into that line whatever he wants. He can add another line. To repeat the shtar, without adding anything new. If he adds anything after that, we don't care because we don't learn from the last line, and the line before that is a repetition. We don't care if we don't learn from there. And this last line is a summary from before. Let's say he'll add. Okay, the last line is a summary before. We don't care. Maybe he'll add between the last line and the signature. There's another line over there. He might add things. Space. After the summary of the shtar, there's a space. He might add things. Who cares? The rule is we don't learn anything from the last line above the edim. We're talking about it doesn't say in the shtar the words shodid v'kayim. Other argue. So he's saying here is if you write shodid v'kayim, and then no words right after the last word of the shtar is shodid v'kayim, then the edim can sign 20 lines below. Because anything you write after the word Shadr V'kayim, we're not worried. And you had yesterday in the Gemara, he'll put words and add a second Shadr V'kayim, we're not worried. He'll erase Shadr V'kayim. We already said that if you read through the Shtar and anywhere where the word Shadr V'kayim could have been, and it looks erased, big enough space, the Shadr V'kayim, we discount, Machleki discount the whole get, or you just discount what's written afterwards. There's a whole Shtar, the whole thing. So therefore, we're not worried. Says the Gemara, how do you know this din? Why not? Just put your time.
Do we repeat in the start today?
Sorry? Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, we always repeat in any start. You have a kaninim in Polanyi. You have kaninim for this thing here. It refers back to the beginning. Oh, Malay, the Tanya we learned. Hirchik esa edim shnei shitim in aksav potul. If the edim distance their signature 2 lines in aksav, it's no good because you're allowing the lender, you're asking for trouble. Yeah, you're asking lab ach began with churug gavi. You're asking for trouble. Oh, but shita achas kosher. But if they sign 1 line from the ktav's kosher, why is it kosher? If you're worried that he's going to insert some words in that space, why aren't you worried in 1 line or insert in that space? Ma'ish no shnei sheetin dilma mezayif, right? Because no shnei achim nami mezayif, because there was a chilek a space of 2 lines. Well, you could also put a few words in 1 line. Must be lashmamna ain lemezim meshitach lenishmamna. Must be because we don't care what he puts in the last line. It's only 2 lines we're worried about. Rashbam, hichik is the edim shnei sheet mekzav posel. He ain't kosher by shorter v'kayim. Again, if it does not say the word shorter v'kayim, if it does, we don't care. I feel yesh edim shaloi noisa by davazir. Even if there are edim that he didn't add anything, we remember clearly that this is not what I read. The kamakam high shorter chasba on piece of paper shaloi nase ketikur chachamim. We didn't follow the rules. The kamil va'pedam yobi. Okay, we have edim that say that this happened, but you don't. The kuches are not responsible to take care. El lashmam the ein lemedim shachrein the hichach shnei shitin puzzle. 2 lines of puzzle. She yachal lezayiv shnei shitin v'numa reshaina. You can forge 2 lines, and the first line we will learn from. That's what we're worried about. Okay, we have a kind of the last line we don't learn, but 2 lines is the problem because the second line he won't fill in, but the first line will fill in, and who knows what he'll put in there? Says the Gemara, boy, Lou, I have a question. What about a shita machtamai? What about a line and a half? Let's say the shtar finishes in the middle of the line, so there's a space of that half a line, and then there's another line, and then the edim sign. Is that possible or kosher? Toshma coming here. It says in the Mishnah we just learned. It says clearly here if you distance from the. It says in the Braisa, you distance 2 lines. It's possible. It's mashma hashita machse. If only this, a line and a half kosher. Freddy Gemara, if you're going to make a dig from the Braisa, aim a safer. Look at the safer. Shita achas kosher. 1 line is kosher. So let's be medayik. Shita achas is kosher. Only there's one line that's blank is kosher. Hashita machse possible. You cannot learn one way or another. You have to learn one from the other. Should we stop here? Okay, let's go. 3 more lines. Finish the sugya. My havi la bottom line. 1.5 line. What's it in? Toshba kumen head. Time we learned. Hirchik esa edim shnei. It says in the Braisa. Hirchik esa edim shnei shitim naksav posel. If it's 2 empty lines, it's posel. Aber pachas mekan kosher. It says clearly in that less than 2 empty lines. That was 1.5 lines. It's okay. It's okay. That's bam pachas mekan kosher. The high nu shitim machta 1.5 lines. I think.